just want to say thank you guys for everything you do. I listen to you every morning when I'm working, and it just makes my day.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You guys just totally made my morning.
I wake up to you every morning, and you guys are the best, and I love you guys.
I love you. I listen to you every morning.
You're amazing. I'm like 100,000 miles per hour because I love you guys.
I love that.
You got me in love.
Duran and the Morning Show.
Well, get on in here. Welcome to Tuesday.
Hello.
Which means we survived a Monday.
Yeah.
Which is all fabulous. Welcome to the day. There's Gandhi and Danielle. And
morning.
Froggy and Scary and Scotty B. Hi. I see Andrew and producer Sam in the house and Diamond taking your calls at 1-800-242-0100 and Garrett. We got a big family, even though we're missing one. Nate is not here today.
Oh.
He, like the rest of us, is getting the crap beat out of him with some kind of sinus crap. God,
oh my gosh.
I sound sick to you. I don't sound right.
You still sound a little groggy.
It seems like a lot of my friends have this thing right now, and it's going around. A lot of people have it, so let's just get used to it. If it's ever unpleasant, we'll just pull the plug and play a best of show.
Okay. Just let us know. Or just go back to sleep.
Let the Gandhi and Scary do the show since they have.
Oh, God.
Right.
They sound clean. All right, everyone just stop talking for a minute, okay? It's disgusting. I don't even want to hear me talk anymore. Hey, how about a little Lady Gaga? You know what we need? We need some applause. Remember this song?
Yeah.
We haven't heard this in a long time. Come on, Gaga, sing it. Oh, Lady Gaga, we love that. I cannot wait to see the Gucci movie. That's coming out, I guess, Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh, God, I can't wait. They say she immersed into that role so deeply, she couldn't remember who she was after a while. So there you go.
Wow.
I guess we kind of do that every day here on our own, don't we? And we lost touch with who we are. Anyway, let's go to line five, talk to Randy. Oh, we love you,
Randy.
Randy is a high school art teacher. Hey, did you hear the conversation we had with Ed Sheeran about high school arts yesterday?
Yes, and art is losing funding, and it needs to be, I guess, promoted a little bit more.
Absolutely. Yep. Now, are you a public school teacher?
Yes, I work at Manchester Regional High School. Shout out to my students and fellow faculty. I love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I work in a public high school. We're in Haledon, New Jersey, and, I love it. I teach art. I have 163 kids, students a day.
Well, Randy, I mean, so you feel it personally? Do you feel the punch losing more and more funding for your projects and for your classes?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, you know, as teachers, we bring stuff from home or we also, you know, go out of pocket. But, you know, we do what we can and we make the best that we can with the funding we have.
Do you ever subscribe to Donors Choose to raise funding?
Yes, I did in the past. And I was really lucky. My family donated mainly. But I need to get back onto there. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna set you up with Andrew, who is here today, and when you and your colleagues at your school start to ramp up funding again on with GoFundMe, I'm sorry, I'm waking up. Let us know, and we will do our part. Okay.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Very welcome, and it's an honor to have you as our first caller of the day, Randy, high school art teacher. Let's hear for all of our teachers that teach everything.
Yay! Art teachers, you guys were my favorite.
We love all teachers. Thank you, Randy. Hold on. And your Elvis Duran Morning Show scrubs from Hackensack Meridian are on the way, okay? Thank you very much for listening. Tell you what, all heroes aren't wearing capes. Sometimes they teach art classes. Thank you, Randy. That was pretty cool. Let's get rolling into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Gandhi, what's going on? And then we'll get on with the day.
All right. The committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol is sending subpoenas to more allies of ex-President Trump. The committee wants to hear from six people, including staffers like lawyer John Eastman, who helped craft Trump's argument that the election was stolen. Meanwhile, there's a new book claiming former President Trump threatened to leave the Republican Party and form a new political party. A White House spokesman says the Justice Department will aggressively defend President Biden's vaccine requirement for companies with 100 employees or more. A federal court put the new federal rule on hold for the moment as a number of states say that they will fight it, and 11 filed suit to stop it last Friday. At a briefing, The deputy press secretary told reporters that the Biden administration clearly has the authority. She also said businesses with 100 or more employees should not wait for court challenges to play out before implementing the plan. And finally, we know that it's the holiday season. We see all of the Christmas movies and everything happening. But how about this for Grinchy? A Georgia judge says that one specific Christmas tradition is no longer welcome in Cobb County, and it's the elf on the shelf.
What?
Oh, my God. Really? He's like aiming a gun at the elf on the shelf?
Seriously. His name is Judge Robert Leonard. He is a Superior Court judge, and he says that he's banishing it because the toy poses the risk to the emotional health and well-being of his young children. Now, we know the elf on the shelf is obviously the idea that that elf is reporting back the actions of children to Santa Claus.
He is. Santa, yeah, he comes. Santa sends him. I don't get it.
And he moves around the house. Like,
of course he does.
So how can he be? He can't ban elf on the shelf.
He says it's too much for his kids. He does not like it.
It could be for his kid, but he can't tell me in Cobb County I can't use elf on the shelf.
No.
He banned it, and he says when these elves don't move, it leaves his children in tender years in states of extreme emotional distress. He also called his order a gift to parents banning this little guy. It's crazy. Don't go to Cobb County. I know.
Oh, what a dumbass. Anyway,
all the things to ban right now. Oh, and those are your three things.
And thank you. We'll be back right after this.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
New Vicks Pure Z's Plus Immunity Gummies help your child fall asleep naturally. They contain a mindfully formulated low dose of melatonin, plus zinc and a complementary blend of elderberry and botanicals. New Vicks Pure Z's Plus Immunity Gummies are drug-free, non-habit-forming, and taste great.
Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, so the big conversation now is, what did you buy during the pandemic that you regret having bought?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like gaming equipment, maybe tools, carpentry equipment. Like a lathe. Did anyone buy a lathe?
No.
I did not.
Making furniture legs.
No.
Home gym equipment. Yeah. No. Yeah.
I bought a lot of makeup. I don't know why I wasn't going anywhere, but I bought all this makeup to try. Okay.
Hey, did anyone buy musical instruments? Gandhi, didn't you buy a guitar?
I bought a guitar, and then I bought a ukulele, and I regret nothing.
Okay, all right. Did anyone get a pizza oven in the backyard? Pizza oven?
My girlfriend did.
Don't regret it. Those are good. What's that, Gandhi?
Yeah, the air fryer. Air fryer, hell yeah.
Oh, I want one of those.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people went out, because, you know, so many people ran out and bought a house because they were like, screw this apartment life. I wonder if anyone's regretting that.
Could be. A lot of people bought air fryers. Hot tubs and jacuzzis were rolling into the backyards. Sporting goods for like a fishing outing. Or did you buy any new golf clubs, Frog?
Of course I did, but we won't talk about that. So can we talk about something else?
Hey, did anyone did anyone buy a scooter? Who bought a scooter?
Or no,
I did.
What? Okay, yeah.
I'm now trying to get rid of it.
Of course you are. I might take that scooter off your hands, Gear.
Yeah. How about new bicycles? Who got new bicycles?
Yes, I got a new bicycle.
See, there you go. Okay, so out of all the things you bought, do you regret buying any of them?
Just the makeup.
Just the scooter. Yeah.
My Peloton is staring at me over there. My Peloton is asking when I'm going to sit my ass down on it again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the guitar regrets what?
I don't regret buying the guitar. I just regret how much I didn't realize I sucked at something. So it's been a process learning this. Everyone's like, oh, if you can play the piano, you can play the guitar, no problem. That is not true. I don't know who came up with that. It's totally different.
They are different. I mean, you have chords that you can learn that are basically the same. Those are like
the
only
concept.
Thing.
Yeah, the fingering is completely different. It hurts my hands, but I'm giving it a shot. It's still good. The ukulele, a lot easier. I'm so happy I got that little thing.
Tell you what, I bought a lot of books. I had a lot of books delivered to my house, and I haven't started most of them. And you know what's delivered today, Danielle?
What?
The new Will Smith, I believe, is being delivered today.
Nice. Yeah.
Hold on.
It should be.
Okay, wait. Stanley Tucci was delivered Saturday. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Arriving today by 10 p.m. Will. The Will Smith story. Dying to read it.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
I may push that ahead of Stanley Tucci. I don't know. But anyway, yes, Gary.
I bought an air purification system for every room of my house because I'm like, oh my God, I got to clear the house of any kind of, you know, like bad air. And then I also bought a phone sanitizer for my phone. I haven't used it since the height of the pandemic. The UV one where you put your phone in there.
Yep.
Yeah. You still use stuff like that. Like, that's still good to do anytime.
I should
use it. I know, but you bought it, but you didn't use it. That's the thing. A lot of us bought things thinking we had to have them, and then we never even cracked them open.
I bet so many people hoarded supplies like hand sanitizer, toilet paper, paper towel. My freezer is shameful. I don't know what I thought I was going to do with all that stuff.
Yeah, we had to clean a lot of that out. I feel like we wasted some food. By the way, Will Smith is in Brooklyn tonight. He's doing a town hall meeting about his book, and Spike Lee is hosting. A lot of people from New York are going to this. I hope they...
The King's Theater, that's where he is tonight.
I hope we can see some of it. I hope we see some of it on video. But yeah, this Will Smith book, the way you described it, Danielle, was pretty incredible.
I know. He looks like he's going to tell a lot. He is going to talk about a lot of things.
I love him. He's great. Yeah.
I love him too. Here's the issue. When Katie Couric came out with her book several weeks ago, it had some explosive stuff in there, but she told the whole thing before you could even buy the book.
Yeah.
So she would do all these interviews, and she was basically covering everything in the book. I'm like, well, what's left to read? I love Katie, but she's told us everything.
Right.
Will is kind of holding back. He's not telling us everything.
Mm.
So it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Let's get into our horoscopes. Producer Sam, what'd you have for dinner last night? Anything good?
Oh, last night I made a rice bowl. It was kind of a sticky rice bowl accidentally, but it worked out great.
Yes, too many starches in there the rice?
I failed cooking the rice, but I was like, this was intentional. Enjoy it.
Are you washing your rice before you cook it? You know you're supposed to wash your rice.
I heard you're supposed to wash your rice.
Really?
I've never done that before.
Yeah, washing or soaking your rice is really important to get the starch out of there so they don't... It doesn't get sticky. But if you want sticky rice, leave your starch in there. You're good.
It was delightful. Just a surprise.
All right. Who are you doing your horoscopes with?
Scotty B.
Let's go. Scotty.
Here I am.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, if you're having a birthday today, you celebrate with French Montana, Nick Lachey, Ty Verdes, and Ryan Murphy. Capricorn, refuel your mind and soul before assisting others. Your day is a 9.
Ooh, Aquarius, don't be so into your own ego. Work with others, not against them. Your day is a 7.
Pisces, deepen your connection with yourself. Your day is a 5.
Aries, do the right thing for yourself and for others. Your day is a 6.
Taurus, lean into a feeling of weightlessness. Give up trying to control what is beyond your control. Your day is a 7.
Gemini, tackle your demons head on. Don't avoid confrontation. Your day is an 8.
Cancer, set aside some time to refocus your attention on an important matter. Your day is an 8.
Hey, Leo, give yourself a pat on the back for all that you deserve. Your day is a 9.
Virgo, do not start something new without taking care of what has been left behind. Your day is a 9.
Libra, your heart and soul are open. Connect with loved ones on a deeper level. Your day is a 10.
Scorpio, healing doesn't happen in a straight line. Take time to recognize what your wants and needs are. Your day is an 8.
And Sagittarius, be more in tune with your surroundings and don't be so quick to judge. Your day's a 6, and those are your Tuesday morning horoscopes.
Oh, I bought one. Oculus virtual reality goggles.
Oh, yeah.
That was an expensive one. Very cool, very expensive, and I've used it maybe 3 times.
Oh man. We got to get you some experiences.
Yeah, a lot of people are checking in. They bought Hello Kitty coolers, bought an engagement ring, and they regret it.
Oops. Oh!
Yikes.
Oh, boy.
William, stop texting in, please.
A full home gem, a ukulele. I played it for 3 weeks, learned 6 songs, never touched it again. Here's someone who bought a Fender guitar and tried to learn for 2 months. Fingers too short, sitting in the corner of my bedroom.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people have a lot of things they regret.
I bet there's
buying.
Some pets in there, some dogs and stuff that people don't want. Hand them this way, I'll take them.
Yep, she will. What do you have coming up, Danielle?
So, hold on. I'm drinking my tea.
Well, no, I want you to enjoy your tea, but what do you have coming up?
So we are going to talk about what's going on with the Wicked movie. They want somebody removed from it. Katy Perry's doing something pretty cool and fancy-like, still up there on the charts.
They're trying to cancel someone from the Wicked movie?
Yeah, they want James Corden out of it, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, you know what? There are people that say he's naughty. I don't know.
But that's not the reason. That's not the reason.
Okay. Well, that and more on the way after this.
Let's go.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Let's talk about it. Saving yourself online. There are people out there that want to steal your stuff. They want to steal your lives. It happens every day to people you know. That's why Surveillance apps known as stalkerware are collecting information from you while you're avoiding detection by pretending to be something else. What? Anyway, stalkerware, it's sitting there silently in the background collecting data. Isn't it kind of freaky to know that that stuff is trolling your stuff?
Absolutely.
It records your calls, your keystrokes, stealing your photos, everything. Stalkerware, just one of the many ways cyber criminals are getting into our devices and taking what's ours and making it theirs. You need the all-in-one protection, Norton 360 with LifeLock like we got. Device security, blocking cyber criminals from stealing your stuff. A VPN so you can go on someone else's Wi-Fi and feel safe. LifeLock identity theft protection, monitoring your purchases or the purchases people are making in your name. No one can prevent all cybercrime and identify all theft and monitor all of our transactions. But if you have Norton 360 with LifeLock, you are safer than ever. Sign up today like we did. Save 25% or more off your first year. Go to Norton.com/Elvis for 25% off. That's Norton.com/Elvis.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, have you started decorating for Christmas yet, Danielle?
I have bought a bunch of stuff, but I haven't put it out yet. Yeah.
40% of Americans have started their holiday shopping, and they say they're going to spend less this year than last year, which is okay.
Yeah, good.
Did people overspend last year because they couldn't hang out with each other, so they thought they'd make up for it by overspending?
And I think we overcompensated for our kids, too, a lot of us, because I think, you know, you couldn't do things with your kids or take them anywhere. So it's like, what do? So, you find other ways.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Christmas inflatables coming to your front yard like you did for Halloween?
Not as many, even though I'm trying. I said to Sheldon, I'm like, listen, Lowe's has so many cool inflatables. And he's like, I don't know. We just don't have the problem is the storage space. Like, we have 22 that we store for Halloween.
Well, you deflate them. Like, they don't take up much room.
Yeah,
they
but
don't
they
have
still
air in
go
them.
In boxes, and the boxes aren't small. So I'm like, ugh. So I don't know. I'm trying, guys.
On behalf of your neighbors, we beg you. To be just as enthusiastic about your Christmas inflatables as you were your Halloween inflatables.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Can't you just like toss some Christmas lights on a skeleton or something and keep them going through the holiday season?
Well, you know what I do want to do? People have been sending me all these pictures of Jack and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas that they keep up for Christmas. And Sally's wearing this red long Christmas cloak and Jack has his Santa hat. And I put them away. I kept them out 1 year. I'm about to get them out the box.
See,
buzz them out.
Oh. Here we go. Buzz them out. Yeah, Frog, what?
This is a bad idea, Danielle.
Why?
So I packed up our Halloween skeletons, as you know, because we were putting them all over the place. Yesterday, she said, can you take them down? I want them to decorate the tree.
See?
So we're going to set up skeletons decorating the tree.
Yes!
That's awesome.
There you go.
That's awesome.
That's a great idea.
I love it.
Let's get going on that.
I was hoping you guys would think it was stupid like I did.
Not at all. Danielle, let's go. Let's see what you have. Let's talk about
you want James Corden first?
The James Corden story. What is going on? Why is he on people's naughty list?
I'm apologizing for my voice ahead of time. Thank you. Okay, so there's a Wicked movie coming out. We know that. So Ariana Grande's in it. Cynthia Erivo's in it. They have the lead roles. Well, James Corden is in it. Now, James Corden is in a lot of musicals. He was in Cats and Cinderella and Into the Woods, The Prom, Trolls. For whatever reason, people are less and less happy to see him every time he's in a movie. Now, he does have a little reputation of maybe not being as nice as he should be, which I have never met him, and I think I would be devastated because I love the man. But there's a petition on change.org to keep him out of the movie. So last checked, it was 60,000 signatures out of its goal of 75,000. And the petition simply says James Corden in no way, shape, or form should be in or near the production of Wicked the movie.
That sounds so nasty.
I don't know. And I love him so much, but there's some rumors out there. I don't know. Made me upset. Anyway, Travis Scott is stepping up to help the families of those who lost their lives at the Astroworld Festival. He has offered to cover any and all funeral costs for the 8 victims out of his own pocket. He's giving refunds to everybody who attended. He's partnering with a lot of people from mental health professionals to help anybody who needs help. Free services to anybody that was there. Anybody that stuff. He's trying to do everything that he can right now. There are 14 lawsuits that have been filed already. So we'll keep you posted. And it is an ongoing investigation. You guys know that. Walker Hayes, Fancy Like, continues the chart domination. He is topping the Billboard Hot Country Song chart for the 17th week in a row. So
love that.
clap for my boy Walker Hayes because he is just a sweetie. Katy Perry will be presenting, or one of the presenters of the 55th annual CMA Awards on ABC. American Idol co-judge Luke Bryan will be there. Lionel Richie will be there. So a lot of people will be there for her. Did you hear Alanis Morissette's life is going to be turned into a comedy for the small screen?
Yes.
She will be executive producing it and everything. So that will be pretty cool. Dancing with the Stars last night. There was a double elimination. That's all I'm going to say. But it was so good that I was trying to fall asleep and I couldn't because I kept having to vote for more people because they were so damn good. It was so good last night. I loved it. Shonda Rhimes says that she has no idea when Grey's Anatomy will end and she has no idea how she will end it. She said she has written the ending 8 times already because she just doesn't know what to do.
Oh.
Will Smith's new book came out today. Will, I looked on Amazon. I can get it today if I order it within the next couple of hours.
You got this.
I love Amazon. It's so good. Let's see. Oh, Scary. I am thanking Scary with all my heart because I was supposed to do something tonight. Obviously, you can hear that I shouldn't be anywhere near this place. So Scary is going to be interviewing our friends Brady and David Nathan about their son, Jack Nathan, who passed away last year, about his Happy Jack collaboration. You know, he's got a clothing line out there. He's trying to do so many cool things to help break the stigma of mental health. And so Scary's going to sit down with them tonight. He's going to talk to them, and it's going to be on the Happy Jack Instagram tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. So please make sure you check that out. The Bachelorette is on tonight. The Voice is on tonight. A brand new one called Swap Shop on Netflix. And that's my Danielle.
You did it.
I'm so sorry.
You know what? This is the conversation a lot of people are having all the way across the country and around the world right now. We were down in down and out and hiding from germs for 2 years. And now that we're out and about again, our systems can't handle it. They're like, what?
And so we all
have these dumb little colds.
I feel a lot better than I sound. Right. I don't feel terrible. I just sound like crap.
My favorite, someone sent a text and said, everyone is hoarse. Really? We never noticed. Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
So I'm sorry. I
really
am.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yes, we know, because we are the horse ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you did a great job there, Danielle. Loving you. How are you feeling today, Producer Sam? Are you okay?
I feel great. William had a sinus infection last week, so I was like, you know, wrapping him in like gauze and giving him tea, but I think we made it out.
Maybe a doctor can call and explain to the world why we're all sounding like this.
Yes, please.
Your feel good. What do you have?
All right. So if you're listening and you have a dream you feel like maybe it's a little too late for, it's not. You can still accomplish that goal. Manfred Steiner is an astounding 89 years old, and he just completed his PhD in physics at Brown University. Hell yes. Plus, if that's not enough, he's working on a publication based on his 150-page dissertation. This dude is incredible. Becoming a physicist was a childhood dream for Steiner, but he grew up in Austria during the war, so his mother suggested he take up medicine, which he did, and he had a long, fruitful career. But when he retired, instead of being a normal, lazy, retired person like I'm looking forward to being one day, he decided to take up career number 2 in his passion and have what he always wanted. So it's a huge story, so inspiring. We'll put it all up at ElvisDuran.com. And if you have a story that deserves to be featured, email me, Sam@ElvisDuran.com, subject line feel goods.
Excellent. We're taking a break. We're back after this.
I think there's also plenty of evidence of a level of professionalism in terms of the performances.
Excuse me.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Getting up early, it's tough enough, right? But it's way harder if you struggle to fall asleep when you hit the bed. Thankfully, there's new ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep, a drug-free and melatonin-free way to get better restorative sleep. Sleep this good, feel this good.
And the Morning Show.
I love this text. It says, remember when Gandhi's friend paid money for a love spell?
Yes, I do.
Well, I just started exploring spells, and I did a love spell on my husband for the last 2 days. He's been out of the ordinary loving on me and being extra sweet and thoughtful. He woke up at 5 a.m. to fill my car with gas and get me coffee and donuts this morning. He got me up and took a shower with me and rubbed me down with lotion. He's been so sweet. I'm telling you, this love spell is working in this relationship.
Wow. That's awesome.
How do we get one of those?
Apparently, you can just buy it on Etsy. You find a white witch, and she does her white magic, and that's it.
A white witch, white magic? Yes. Really? I've never heard of them.
White witch, white magic.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, it did not go swimmingly well for my friend who bought the spell.
What happened to her?
Nothing happened. It just kind of continued to be more of the same. This guy continued to act like a turd and do turd things, and she's exactly where she was before. So.
Do they have spells for turds?
We should go look. Let me go to Etsy and find this witch.
Oh my God.
It was pretty entertaining, though. I mean, she promised a lot of things with that spell.
Interesting article on Vice.com about people who are turning up emergency rooms with bizarre household objects in their bums.
I love that story. I feel, you know, we were just talking about pandemic remorse. I feel like that all goes together with the weird objects in your butt. Like, you were bored. What could you get up there? I don't know.
Well, are they saying in this article that there is an increase in people coming to the ERs with things in their butts?
They did. Within the last couple of years, there has been an increase. So they're not specifically tying it to the pandemic, but what else would it be that's causing this sudden increase?
Well, they're saying these things are they're there for pleasure. But they're saying that it's a world, it's a global issue. It's not only happening here, it's happening everywhere. But it's on the increase. I think that's just watching it trending upward is kind of the upward. You know, we're inward. I don't know how you want to put it. It's just interesting. We're still waiting for a doctor to call us to talk to us about why all of us are getting colds all of a sudden.
Right.
I mean, it's hitting us. And I don't know. Are there any weird connections as to why? I'd love to hear from a professional.
I really think it's because we took our masks off. Because when we had them on, nothing was hitting our faces. Everything's hitting our faces.
Could be, but I'd like to hear from someone who went to school.
Sure.
You know, I'd like to hear the science behind it.
You don't trust me? Oh, God.
Yes, you are a doctor. What's that, Gandhi?
It could also just be now that things are opening back up, we're just around each other more. Whether it's a mask or not, people are going out, you're exposing yourself, you're traveling more. I mean, in general, all of that stuff just paused for a while and now it's all back.
Well, it's funny how you can hear 50% of our show, we are having some congestion issues and we're all testing negative for COVID, but we do have these colds. Nate's, he stayed out today. He's just not feeling really well.
Yeah,
so a lot of people were texting in saying their coworkers are going through the same thing right now. So anyway, just wondering what the connection is. I would like to hear from someone who's a qualified person and you know, science. You know, we believe in the
Doesn't
science.
Doesn't the internet make everybody qualified?
Yeah. Don't be, yes. You know, if you're, you know, a-holes need not apply. They need at the emergency room to get that thing out of you.
Can I just buy a doctorate or whatever on Amazon or something?
No, Danielle, why? No. I need for you to know the science. I need for you to go spend time in the classes, do an internship.
Fine.
Anyway, so back to this love spell thing.
Yes.
Etsy is the best place to buy the white spells from white witches.
Apparently. I mean, I haven't really done a deep dive into where else you could get it. I guess if you just run in these circles, you might be able to find some. But if you don't know any witches, you can go to Etsy and find some. And they'll do these spells for you.
The white witches is not referring to the color of anyone's skin. It has to do with... I know. No, people, you know, people. They're like, you're being so racist talking about witches. No, we're not.
Witches only.
We're not.
No.
God.
No.
What are we doing here? Where's Nate? Nate's not even here to
help
me out. So what are we supposed to do here? I think we just did the Danielle report.
Yeah, we did.
All right. What, Dan? It's scary what?
No, I was just talking about love spells. I was just going to say, if you put a love spell on somebody, isn't that a disingenuous kind of love because it's not honest? Because would you really want somebody to love on you who... It's you know that you had to trick them into it, like a hypnosis of sorts.
People don't care about that.
No.
They don't?
That's why they do it, because the person doesn't love them back, so they want to force
Yeah, but no, you don't want that. Don't you want real love? Like honest love? I don't know. That was just a thought.
Who's to say that's not honest? Who's to say that's not honest love?
I think that it's trickery if you put a spell on
someone. Well, no, if I take you and get you drunk and try to diddle with you, that's trickery and that's bad.
It sure is.
Right. I think that's assault.
Yeah. The spell.
Wait, are you worried that your girlfriend might put a marriage spell on you or something?
No, I'm just saying.
It hasn't worked.
I just think that's a disingenuous kind of love if you have to put a spell on somebody. I just think that you should actually naturally.
Okay, stop that. For instance, there's a recipe called Marry Me Chicken. They're saying that this creamy, dreamy one-pan chicken dish is so good, whoever you serve it to, it's going to lull them into your world of love, into your heart.
Okay.
Now, is it okay to serve this chicken to someone? Is that being disingenuous as well?
I guess not. It's food.
No, because he loves chicken.
I love chicken.
I'm fine with that.
It's Marry Me Chicken. Creamy, dreamy chicken.
I'll tell you what, these love spells on Etsy, they are quite, there's a range. You can get one for like $10 and then you can go to the best seller, which is $157. And it's a binding love spell and sex black magic. It's a permanent one. This one's black magic, though, which I've been told not to mess with. But this says, since ancient times, love bindings are used to attract and retain your partner. This ancient magic is the strongest in love range to drive your partner crazy and subordinate. I mean, you can just go on and on with these.
Well, I'm going to start with the love chicken.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, I will elevate to white magic from Etsy. Okay.
Okay.
I have a plan. I have a plan to get love, more love in my life. We got to take a break. We do have a $1,000 Hello Tushy free money phone tip on the way in like 20 minutes. Hang on.
What's going on, guys? This is Post Malone.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl Rihanna.
Hi, this is Selena Gomez.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift, and you're listening to Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Bottom of this, why so many of us and our friends have colds right now. And of course, the first thing you want to do is go get tested for COVID. And you're like, okay, no COVID, but I'm still, you know, still all stopped up. So I have Millie, who's a nurse practitioner, listener to our show. We love Millie. Hi, Millie.
Hi, good morning.
Well,
hi,
good everyone. Morning. Well, hello to you. Are you staying safe during this heavy cold season?
I'm trying to, at least.
So what's going on? Why are so many of us coming down with colds right now?
So basically what happened last year, we were all wearing masks, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty much everyone, you know, no one knew about COVID and everything. And we were just having this mask on and in a way suppressing our immune system too. And we didn't see any of the viruses coming around as well. And now all of a sudden we removed our mask, you know, so now our body's more like reacting. Oh, what is this? What is this new virus that I have here? And then we're developing all these symptoms and we can't forget. Yes, COVID is around. But I always tell my patients, you know, so are other viral illnesses during the winter. So is the flu as well. You know, every time that we think something's going on, we automatically think COVID. But there's also allergies that could be going around.
So this is really truly how the immune system is working for some of us, right? I get it. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Wow. Well, all right. Well, that's why Nate is out today. That's why Froggy and Danielle and I sound like, you know, we have cotton up our noses.
Yeah.
We feel fine, you know what?
But it's so funny because as soon as you go to the doctor, the first thing they do is test you for COVID. Or they say, you need to get a COVID test as soon as you have a sniffle or whatever, just to be safe because you just don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Never hurts to find out.
Nope.
Anyway, I'm hearing it's Nurse Practitioner Week. Is this true?
Yes, definitely. All week.
Well, happy Nurse Practitioner Week. Well, no, thank you. Thank you for being on the front lines and keeping us informed and trying to keep us alive and walking the planet Earth. It's all good. Thank you for listening to us, too, Millie. You go have a good day, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. And there you have it. There's an opinion right there.
Absolutely. My sister called me yesterday because she's a nurse practitioner and said I was a real POS because I didn't wish her well. So happy Nurse Practitioners Week, everybody.
Well, you know, I didn't see any billboards up on the highway.
Yeah, I did not either.
I didn't either.
But someone reminded us. Someone reminded us, and we're all cool about that. Oh gosh, so $1,000 up for grabs for the free money phone tap, thanks to our friends at Hello Tushy. By the way, I will tell you, during these colder months, some of that water can be kind of cool. They now have an attachment that you can use for warm water too.
Yes, you know? They do. And it's much nicer.
Well, the problem with the warm water on the Tushy is you never want to get off the Tushy.
Yeah. You can just sit there and enjoy yourself a little too much.
Has anyone seen Gandhi? Danielle, where's Gandhi?
She's on the Tushy.
She went to the bathroom an hour ago.
Yes.
And she's not coming
up. Squeak and clean.
Yeah, squeak and clean. Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi, and then we'll take a break and come back and give you $1,000 with a free money phone tap. All right, Gandhi, what's going on?
All right, Danielle did mention this earlier, but the drama is far from over when it comes to the Astroworld fallout. Five survivors of that stampede are fighting to survive in the ICU, including a 9-year-old boy. He's in a coma after getting trampled Friday night when the crowd rushed the stage, killing 8 people. Names of the victims have now been released, and the families are demanding answers as to why it happened. At least 20 lawsuits have now been filed against Travis Scott and other organizers. He has offered to cover funeral costs and vows to refund all ticket holders. A former Kentucky cop who opened fire on Breonna Taylor is now trying to get his job back. He'll appeal to the police merit board today. He was let go in January, 10 months after he fired 16 shots into her Louisville apartment during a botched drug raid. He and 5 others busted in and ended up shooting her 6 times. She was only 26 years old and a medical worker at the time. And finally, how about this for a crazy story? One couple is suing a fertility clinic in the Los Angeles area after giving birth to a stranger's baby. In the lawsuit that was filed yesterday, the woman and her husband claimed that doctors at the California Center for Reproductive Health implanted a stranger's embryo into her body during an IV fertilization treatment. The couple says their daughter was born in late 2019 with jet black hair and a much darker complexion than the rest of her family. Genetic testing revealed the girl they raised for months actually belonged to complete strangers, and they eventually ended up switching babies because that couple was given their embryo. So they raised the baby for a few months, realized, oh, it's not mine, and they just traded with the other couple.
Oh my gosh,
but now I can't imagine. Wow. That
is one of the scariest things when you're a mom is going home with the wrong child. I swear to you, that was one of the, I was so scared of that.
Well, I know, it happened to me. I'm a member of the royal family in England.
That's
and
right.
They switched me at birth.
I know. With us peasants. Sorry.
It's that you know who they switched me with? That awful Prince Andrew guy. I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
They should have changed him back.
Could you imagine him being our radio host right now?
Yes.
He's very different. Very different show.
Hey, by the way, we're talking about people in record numbers going into emergency rooms with things stuck up their rear ends.
Yeah.
Let's also celebrate Radiology Technologist Week.
Yes, radiologists.
They see all sorts of stuff like floating around in there. All right, taking a break. Coming back next with your $1,000 free money phone tap. Hang on.
We're going to keep going. Go.
We've also got a good friend of ours, Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, question. Do you ever go out to eat with some friends and one of your friends is the guy or woman who always slips the server, the credit card before dinner, so you can't pay?
I've done that. I've had people.
That person. Yeah.
No, I've tried that before and it's worked.
Yeah.
But the only time I have to sneak it is when I'm with people who I know will sneak it before me.
Yeah.
Right.
Stop barking. So it gets to the point now where you got to call ahead before you even get there and say, hey, we're coming in for lunch today. And because if you're a server or you work at one of these restaurants, you hear this all the time. You see people fighting over the check, not to pay it, but to pay it.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Which is kind of nice, but in the same way, what?
My dad is the worst about it. I mean, he's got this thing in his head that I will forever be 12 years old and I can't pay for anything. So if I even try to hand a waiter or waitress my card, it's the end of the world. He will walk in and do the, I have to go wash my hands, and give them his credit card immediately to never let me pay for anything. And I love it and I appreciate it. But I'm like, you know, I have an adult job now. I can swing a dinner. Nope. Never happening. Okay.
Look, I'm not a parent, but I have to say that Danielle, mm-hmm. sometime in the future, maybe it's already happened, you and your husband and your two sons are going to go out for dinner, and one of your sons is going to say, hey guys, I want to pay today.
And I'm going to say...
And you're going to say what?
Write this date down. That's what I'm
exactly. I must assume that when that day finally happens, it must make you kind of proud. You know, my son is actually out there making a salary, and he actually can afford to take us to dinner. I love that. That means you've done something right being a mom.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think I would let him pay all the time, but I definitely would let him, you know, pay every now and then. My mom lets me. I mean, she argues with me sometimes now. But she will say, you always pay for everything. Let me pay. So then I let her pay, you know, throw her a bone. But I feel like Gandhi, like, I can do it for you. Let me do it for you. You've taken care of me for so many years. I'm like, and now I can take care of you a little bit. So let me do it, you know?
Right. Well, typically, you know, when we're at work and we're all in the studio together and we all go out for lunch, everyone looks to me to pay because everyone thinks, well, this is a business expense and he could write this off, and, you know, so people just assume that, you know, when the bill comes, they scatter like cockroaches, and the lights just came on. You know what I'm saying?
A lot
like,
of alligator arms around these
alligator
parts.
Arms, absolutely. They're like, I can't reach anything that could help pay for this lunch.
I can't do it. Oh, my gosh, but I forgot my wallet.
And I say, yeah, those arms are a lot longer when the forks are on the table, but now everything's all
so I'll tell you what. once I went out with you and Alex and I tried to get the drinks before we all started eating, I was like, you know, I'm just going to do this. And Alex kept like, no, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. Finally, he said, fine, you pay for a round of drinks. I took out my credit card and he goes, what is that? A toy? I've never seen anything that color before. I was like, I hate you. I'm never going to try again.
Oh, he's used the black yeah. card.
I don't know what it was. Okay. Mine was a toy.
It's a toy. Well, you do have like a rainbow credit card with unicorns flying across the top of them.
Beautiful bright blue.
Oh wait, I should tell you this. Remember how I always tell you guys that my mom, like, she didn't know how to pay with the ATM card or anything like that? Well, now that she has figured it out and I have taught her that she doesn't have to write a check, it has opened a whole new world. She's the cutest thing. She goes, Danny, I just paid with the ATM card. It's amazing. You can get so much stuff. I'm like, it's the cutest thing. Like, it's just so adorable. I can't even.
So she's never used credit cards before?
No, like credit cards, yes, but not like right from the bank account. Like, she always writes the check. So I finally told her. Yes.
Hold on.
Yes, I told her that. Back the truck up.
Yes. Someone's writing a check?
Not anymore.
That's so weird.
It's so exciting. Yeah. And I said, Mom, people on the line love you so much more for this because you're not writing a stupid check.
Anyway, so if you go up with friends and you have one friend that always insists on paying, you got to have a conversation with them. Hey, look, I'm not going to start fighting you for the bill every single time, but allow me to take you out. It's okay. I like you. Right. We're good friends here now. Let me pay every once in a while. But when you guys do whip out your credit card and pay for me, it's very unusual, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm going to do that next time.
I'm sorry?
You heard me. I'm going to do that next time. I'm going to pull out my credit card. Because I feel like I've...
You're going to pull it out. Doesn't mean you're going to pay.
I've mooched off a lot of free lunches and dinners from you, Elvis.
Well, if you can wipe off all the cobwebs from your credit card.
The best is when you're in, Scotty will walk into our studio and be like, guys, Elvis is here. Breakfast on him. What are we going to get? I'm like, what? You rat bastard.
Scotty B.
Yes, he does. That?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I just say, hey, does anybody want breakfast today? Look who's here. That's all I say.
So I'm a meal ticket for you people? What
I
is
just
it with
assume,
you?
That's all.
No. I don't do it.
You're very generous, that's why.
Why so don't we take advantage of
you're
you.
You're taking advantage of generosity. You should be whipping out your credit card and buying me breakfast.
Okay, next time. Come on in.
No, that'll never happen. Next time's never happening.
I will tell you that as the older you get, the cheaper you start to get. Because I do find myself not reaching for the credit card as much as I used to. And I'll find something I want to buy online. I'll go, I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what's become of me?
I know, I've done that too. I'm like, what is going on? What's wrong with me?
Jeez.
We had quite the debacle over the weekend because we went to some fancy dinners in Miami and Scary did the scary thing where he ordered 72 appetizers and then the bill came, so we all just split it equally. And some of my friends are, you know, on their way up and they're working and they don't have the same financial situation as Scary. And they were like, I might not be able to pay rent after this. Oh, I just ordered a side. All I wanted to do was pay for my side of mac and cheese, and now it's a gajillion dollars.
Well, I was trying to cut the vegan some slack because she didn't really eat much.
God, your justification is so bizarre.
Oh, she ate so far less than the rest of us. We were eating steak, and she was eating, like, you know, carrots.
But the other person that we were with only ordered a side of mac and cheese. She didn't order anything else. It was mac and cheese and a drink, and then we all split the bill evenly, and she's like, I might die. I don't know if I'll be able to eat ever again.
If that's the case, then that person should just pay for that. I mean, that's ridiculous. Come on.
Agreed.
Well, there you go.
Next time.
So next time you see me, buy me dinner, and I will say thank you. And I will say thank you. I will say thank you. I appreciate that. All right. If you want to buy some dinner, how about $1,000? This could help pay for appetizers with Scary. It's your Hello Tushy free money phone tap. Let's do it.
You got any money?
The free money phone tap.
And now you can pick up your Hello Tushy bidet at Walmart. You can easily go to hellotushy.com and order there. And that's great too. But, you know, just knowing that Walmart has it, it's easier than ever. What a gift. You know, ever since we hooked our Hello Tushy up, it's... Well, I can't go into detail, but it's great. We'll leave it at that.
It is awesome.
Anyone have like any experiences they want to share?
I had one about 10, 15 minutes ago when I said I'll be right back. And it was great. And I don't care what anyone says. It is the cleanest. You feel so great. It's like getting right out of the shower. It's awesome.
There you have it. Hello, Tushy. Yep. Always at the ready, standing stalwart and waiting for you, your desire to have a clean bum. And it's the holidays. We're going to be hanging out with each other, and I expect you to have a nice clean butt, okay? Thank you. I'll leave it right there. Hello, Tushy. Available now. If you simply go, I don't know the details. If you go to hellotushy.com and use the code Elvis, I do believe you get a percentage off. Try it. Let me know if it works. Text me at 55100. Nate's not here. Usually he tells me what to say. Again, it's hellotushy.com. Hellotushy.com. And use the code Elvis at checkout, and you'll get a nice surprise. Thank you. And thanks to Hello Tushy, you're about to win $1,000 with a free money phone tap. Call Diamond now. She's waiting for you at 1-800-242-0100. If you're called on 100, you get a grand. Who does the phone taps, Gary?
Danielle.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Danielle.
Yes?
It's up to you.
All right, so I got Lizette on the phone. She wants to phone tap her husband, Kenny. Why do you want to get Kenny, Lizette?
I want to get Kenny because we've had a spider problem in our home, and we've had an exterminator 2 times already, and I still see spiders.
So we want to call Kenny and say, we're having a new exterminator come, and it's going to cost you even more money.
Right.
And he doesn't like spending money.
Exactly.
All right, so he's going to go crazy.
Yep.
All right, let's call Kenny.
Hello?
Hey, Kenny.
Hey.
Last night while I was in bed, there was another spider crawling on me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I called another exterminator, and they're going to do it again. The only thing is that you have to go to Home Depot and get plastic so you can cover all the stuff.
Lisette, and how much is this going to cost?
It's only $500.
I'm hanging up on you right now.
Don't hang up on me, Kenny. I'm serious.
Lisette.
Kenny, I can't have the spiders crawling
all
over me.
Well, then you need to call the other people up. The other people was almost $300. And what are you going to do? Every time you see a spider, you're going to call an exterminator? It's going to cost us $800 every 2 months?
No, Kenny, you don't understand.
I do understand.
These people guaranteed it.
Well, so did the other guy, Lisette. Everybody's going to guarantee it. Don't be gullible, Lisette, please.
No, Kenny, I can't be, like, going into bed and finding spiders all over me.
One spider is all over you.
Yeah, one spider can bite me and, like, poison me or something. You gotta go to Home Depot and get the plastic and stuff like that.
I'm not getting any of it. You're getting it. I'm not being a part of this.
Baby, it's only $500.
I'm not participating in it. It's only $500?
Yeah.
The only one was only $270. What are you talking about? Only $500.
Well, what do you expect me to do?
What I expect you to do, get some spray and try your damn self. Why do you keep calling exterminators? Talk to somebody that owns a house, Lisette, and see who's being a little ridiculous.
I've had to talk to other people that own houses, and when they have spiders, they get exterminators.
Yeah, they get one exterminator. They don't get 8 exterminators. Every time you see a spider, you're not calling an exterminator. How do you not think that is ridiculous? What, do you think that we're just made of money? Come on, think about it, Lisette. You're acting very irrational. It's not going down with me. I'm not helping you on this one. I'm sorry. This is something between you and the damn spider. I don't have nothing to do with it. And you have nerve to, oh, it's only $500. It's only $500, only. For what, Lisette, one spider that you found crawling on you? What's going to happen, Lisette? I hate to tell you.
Well, the spiders that I find, I'm going to put them on your side of the bed. So
that's
when you
fine,
crawl in, they'll bite
and
all
guess what I'll do? I'll
you.
Just kill them, and that's it. You gotta do, Lisette.
Just get your ass in the car and go get me the plastic.
I'm not getting it.
Why?
Because I'm not getting
Why? Just
it.
Just because you said you're not gonna? You can't do it for me?
Lisette, I gotta go. You hear me?
Huh?
I have to go.
Hello?
Who is this?
Hi, yes. We're just gonna bring over 100 spiders and pour them in your bed. Would that be okay?
Who the f*** is this?
I'm the exterminator.
Aw, oh, man, shut the f*** up.
Kenny.
What?
You've been phone tapped.
Huh?
Hey, Kenny.
Aw, man, you got me using explicitives and
This is Danielle Monaro. There's no exterminator coming.
That's bad.
What do you want to say to your wife, Kenny?
That was good.
There you have it. Danielle. Back in the day, she didn't have a cold. She did a great phone tap back then. Remember those days? That was your $1,000 phone tap. Let's go talk to line 14. Benjamin is caller 100. We're doing great, man, but not as great as you. You just won $1,000.
That's awesome. Thank you.
It is awesome. I know. Wow. You wake up in the morning, you just don't even know what the day is going to bring. Oh, $1,000. Okay. We'll take it. What are you doing today, Benjamin? What's it all about for you?
I'm working. I'm an electrician in Westchester.
Oh, well, good. Keep on doing it, man, because we don't know how. You don't want us. You know what? Froggy every once in a while tries to dabble with electricianing or whatever.
Oh, God.
No, I've done a good job.
Electrocution?
Electrocution.
Nothing bad to
electrocution. You don't want that.
All right. No, we don't want that. I'm sure you've felt that a few times in your life. But look, $1,000 coming your way, Benjamin. It's an honor to have you here. Hold on 1 second, okay? And thank you to Hello Tushy. Go to HelloTushy.com. Use the code Elvis, and you can save some money on your brand new arrival. And you know, a great gift for your friends as well. HelloTushy.com. Go there now and shop. This is where we would go to Danielle, but Danielle's not here.
Oh, no.
Danielle!
Danielle!
Where'd she go?
Is she gargling?
She might have run upstairs to get more tea. Should we recap the stuff she's been talking about just until she gets downstairs?
Sure. Do you know it all by memory?
I know some of it. We didn't talk about Lizzo yesterday.
We didn't talk about Lizzo. Have we truly learned her new the name of her new boyfriend, the identity?
I don't know his name. I just know that I saw her post a series of photos with her in a purple bathing suit, and she was all over this guy. They were kissing. They were laying on the couch. They were snuggling. She said, "Adventure time begins." And then all of a sudden, when I went back to look at it, the post was gone. And so I did a deep dive into it, and it looks like, based solely on the hair, that it's a guy she's been spotted out with once before. So I think that there's something happening there. I don't know what, but there's something.
Oh, Danielle has arrived. Yeah, Gandhi went ahead and started your report since you weren't here.
What did you say? Which story did you do?
She did the Lizzo story, which was fabulous.
Okay. So let's talk about Jeff Bezos, shall we?
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. I had to get tea again for my voice. So
that's right. Well, some of us were betting on whether you're getting tea or you're lingering on your Hello Tushy.
No, I was not. I was not on my Hello Tushy.
Okay, go ahead.
So I apologize. So Jeff Bezos, a billionaire, we know that. But there's a viral video going around that shows his girlfriend, Lauren, talking to Leo. He is there as well, but she looks very enthralled with Leonardo DiCaprio. So, of course, people took to Twitter basically saying stuff like, you know, Leo gonna steal your girl, blah, blah, blah. So Jeff went and he posted a picture of himself on a sign that says, "Danger, steep cliff, fatal drop." And on the top, he wrote, "Leo, come over here. I want to show you something."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he didn't really want to kill him. He was just inferring that he was probably thinking of killing him.
Stay away from my lady, I think that's what he was saying. So we talked about this before, but just in case you missed it, there is a Wicked movie coming out. We know Ariana Grande's in it. Cynthia Erivo is in it. They're the leads. But apparently, James Corden has been in every musical. He's not in this one, but he's been in everything. Cats, Cinderella, Into the Woods, The Prom, Trolls. So people are like scared he's going to get cast in this one. So they don't want him to. I don't know why, but there's a petition on change.org basically trying to keep him as far away from the movie as possible. And there was over like 60,000 signatures on it already, which is crazy. Mariah Carey. When is she on with us? I know she's going to be on with us soon.
Is she on today or tomorrow? I don't know. Nate's not here. Everything's just falling to hell. I don't know. She's on soon.
Anyway, Mariah Carey's going to be on with us. She actually has a holiday collection, which totally makes sense, coming out at Target and Walmart and on her website. It's inspired by, of course, All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's blankets and throw pillows and slippers and socks and ornaments and all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm sure she'll talk all about it. Ariana Grande's new R.E.M. Beauty Cosmetics line drops Friday. She says she has worked on this over 2 years. She's got lip glosses and all kinds of cool mascara and shadows and different products. So fans are really excited that this is on the way. Also, Adele, Easy on Me, still number one on the Billboard Hot 100. So congratulations to Adele. Skeery is doing something for me tonight. I was supposed to do an interview with our friends Brady and David Nathan about their son Jack Nathan, who they lost over a year ago now. And Skeery, because I can't talk, is stepping in for me from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight on the Happy Jack Instagram. They're going to do a live. They're going to be talking about the stigma attached to mental health and how we need to break it and how that's what Happy Jack is all about. You know, talking about what's important out there and what a lot of people are going through. So if you can watch that tonight, please do. The Bachelorette is on tonight. The Voice, Swap Shop on Netflix. And HBO Max gives you Dear Writer, the Jake Burton story that is on as well. And that is my Danielle report.
You made it. Thank you, Danielle.
I made it. Thank you, Gandhi, for covering for me.
Gandhi, got you. No problem.
Do we have anything fun we can play? I'm going to play.
We have a couple games, yeah. Well, I have to look through exactly what's on the board. Scary's got it in front of him. But I know we have a Law and Order game, special guests that we've had in the past. They're super famous. Not as difficult as you would think. I think it's easier.
All right. So if you're not a fan of Law and Order, you could probably get some of these?
Yeah, for sure.
We may be surprised to see who's been on Law and Order.
I know you were, but yeah, so we'll have an audio clip and then we also have a description of the person if you need it, because that'll help you along.
I know, but well, you shouldn't have an audio clip of me on Law and Order because I was dead.
Right. We just did yours all by itself.
Okay, on. Thank you. Yeah. Here's Elvis on Law and Order. And that was Elvis on Law and Order. All right, I tell you what, call up now. Let's see how many of these you can get. You can win some cash. Call Diamond at 1-800-242-0100. We'll play after this.
Yo, check me. Elvis Duran is back in the show.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Feels like a trade-off between safety and convenience. Norton 360 with LifeLock helps protect your devices, connections, and identity. No one can prevent all identity thefts, but you can opt in to cyber safety and save 25% off or more off your first year at norton.com/Elvis.
I just want to say thank you guys for everything you do. I listen to you every morning when I'm working, and it just makes my day.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You guys just totally made my morning.
I wake up to you every morning, and you guys are the best, and I love you guys.
I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
You're amazing. I'm like 100,000 miles per hour because I love you guys.
I love that.
You got me in love again.
Hello, lady.
Hello, lady.
You got me in love again.
Daddy loves you.
Duran and the Morning Show.
I love these dogs so much.
Aww.
I love hearing their little fights.
Oh, yeah.
They're quiet, and then we just hear like...
Yeah, they love to fight with each other. They're just playing along. The veterinarian says, as long as there's no blood, let them go.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that you just said that, though, because I do that. Sometimes I'll pick up Rocky or Rex, and I just hold them, and I go... I love you guys so much.
Aww.
I don't know what I would do if something happened to either one of you.
I love them. I love them so much. But just then, we had a little technical issue where Maxie Man got tangled up in my headphone cord.
Aww.
And then I didn't know who he was, so I was like, what's wrong with my headphone cord? I kept yanking it, and I looked down, and he was like...
No.
I'm like, I'm hanging my dog. I'm sorry, little puppy.
Aw, Maxie Man.
He's okay now. It's all right. Hey, we're about to get into this incredible contest. He's stuck again. Hold on. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at his flail. So cute.
There have been a lot of your favorite celebrities on Law & Order. Different mm-hmm. actors, actresses, and musicians and this and that. You'd be surprised at this list. I didn't know these people were on Law & Order. So let's see how well you can do. And even though I'm not going to play sound of these artists on Law & Order, we'll just give you clues as to who they are. Mm-hmm. For instance, if they're a singer, we'll play a part of their song, whatever. Let's go talk to Chris on line two. A married father of two representing for Erie, since Nate, a son of Erie, Pennsylvania, is not here today. You can represent for Erie. How you doing, Chris?
Good. How's it going?
We're doing well. Doing well. All right. These are worth let's give them 10. How many of them are there here?
We have 10.
Oh, there's 10. So they're worth $10 a piece. You can win $100. That's pretty good.
All right.
So here we go. So these are clips representing all of the celebrities who have been featured on Law & Order, but these are not clips from Law & Order. So we'll make it easier for you, okay? Here
all
is clip number one. And if you don't get it, I will give you a clue. Is that how it works?
Yeah, sure. We can give them hints.
Okay, let's go.
I hope this isn't awkward. I just banged some guy named Tyler in a bar. Is ABC going to be mad
it's
at me?
It's fair game. It's fair game.
Okay, all right.
All right, who was that starred on Law & Order as a guest?
Oh, coming
season
right
11.
Out of the gate. Not good. Don't know.
She played Babs Duffy, the leader of lesbian rights group called Lesbie Strong. All right, well...
She's a comedian. Red hair. Mm-hmm.
Red hair. That
Kathy
was...
Griffin.
Oh, yeah. Kathy Griffin.
Hey, there we go.
I never knew she was on Law & Order. That's so awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Here is Law & Order guest number two. I don't know if you were a fan of her music, but she sang and she ended up on Law & Order as a guest. Who was that?
Ooh, is that Ashley Simpson?
She did portray Ashley Walker, a young and seemingly irresponsible mother.
So can we give it to him?
So that's no. Hillary Duff is who that was.
It was kind of close.
You'll get this one. All right, no problem. Here is Law & Order guest number three.
Well, being president of a corporation, I mean, I'm going to have to wear a tie, maybe? A lot of paperwork? Maybe I should talk with a deeper voice.
Hey!
Yeah, famous for hay and leather jackets. Who was that?
For hay and leather jackets?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this contest, I don't know. I would get it. That was Henry Winkler.
Yeah. Fonzie.
He played the Fonz.
Oh, the Fonz.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this one. Law and Order guest number 4. See if you can guess who she is. There you go. In this rip from the headlines episode, Lambert is her last name.
Oh, jeez.
Made her SVU name.
Miranda Lambert?
That's right. Yeah. Miranda Lambert. You got it. Miranda Lambert. That was easy for you.
I like
so
clues,
the way we're supposed
like
to do the
good.
Game is we play them the clip. Then if they don't get it, we have to give them hints ourselves. Those descriptions you have are really just who they played in the
show. All right.
Show.
Then let's do it from that point forward. You're up to $20, so okay. You're not all in the negative. Here is Law and Order guest number 5.
I wasn't quite sure what to think, but I just knew that at that moment it was really important for me to just focus right there at the Australian Open. And, you know, I was definitely not sure what, to do. I was like, can I play? I know it's very dangerous maybe sometimes in the first 12 weeks or so.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of questions.
Another reason we love Law & Order, a sports star invited on as an actor. What was her name?
Serena Williams?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There you go. I love Chris brought his own sound effects. This is awesome.
I love it.
All right, here is Law & Order guest number 6. See if you can guess this guy.
This is the Order of Canada. It's Canadian knighthood, but we don't use it. But it's the highest honor you can get as a civilian in Canada.
Hmm.
Wow.
And we can give you clues.
Canadian knighthood.
Okay. He claimed... Okay. He was a featured performer on Saturday Night Live many years ago.
He does a lot of stuff with Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, Selena Gomez, in a show that is recently called one of the best shows on TV.
Bill Murray?
No. That was Martin Short. Okay.
Short.
Yeah, I love that we're learning that all these people were featured guests on Law & Order.
Yeah.
And here is featured guest number 7. Now, you'll get this one.
I'm thrilled to tell y'all that my company is executive producing an upcoming Lifetime movie called Caught in His Web, starring Garcelle Beauvoir. Ooh. So, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Who is that?
That's Whoopi. That's Whoopi.
Absolutely, that's Whoopi.
Yeah.
All right. You're getting it. You're up to $40. You're doing great. I never knew this guy was a featured player on Law & Order. See if you can guess who this is.
Okay, I have everyone's sandwich just the way they want them. Turkey all white meat, turkey and Swiss. Swiss, no turkey. Turkey all dark meat, extra tomato. Turkey, extra turkey. Turkey half dark meat, half white meat. And peanut butter and banana. Hold the turkey.
A very funny comedian who is also known for being very rough.
That's right. Good.
Bob Saget is absolutely correct. You're up to $50. Okay, this one may be a little bit of a stretch, but let's see if you get it. This actor, she was on Law & Order as well.
Happy Hunger Games, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
Who is that?
Come on.
Dionne Warwick? I don't know. That was a...
Elizabeth Banks.
Guys, I think Elvis can't hear us, by the way. Something's going on.
That was Elizabeth Banks, and that was her being Effie, whatever her name was, in Hunger Games. Yeah.
We got one more.
Character. All right, so it was Elizabeth Banks. Okay, we have one more. Here we go.
Don't cut it. I'm on a TV show that doesn't let me cut my hair because they own my head. But yeah, but I do have friends that have... salons and things like that, and they've given this haircut to people. People have come in and said, hey, can we get Daryl Dixon haircuts?
There you go. Come on.
Daryl Dixon haircuts.
I'm trying to think of his name.
Come on, you got this.
Norman. Norman something. Norman.
Yes.
Reader? Writer.
Yeah.
Read it.
Read us.
Yes. Yes.
Norman R.
You did it.
You did it. You know what? You just won $60. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Live it now.
See how that works? And it was a pleasure meeting you. Enjoy your cash. And you know, Law and Order, who knew? These people were all featured performers on there. I love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, hold on one second. $60 on the way. Norman Reeder. Norman Reedy. Norman Reed. Norman Reedus. Exactly, Norman Reedus. That was great. Let's get into the things in your head today. Let's go around the room. We're going to start with you, Gandhi. What's going on in your mind? What are you thinking today?
Well, I just want to say how awesome our listeners are, because a few weeks ago, I told you all that my Twitter got hacked and somebody took it away and deleted everything on there. It's starting to come back little by little, so I'm starting to see the DMs. And our listeners were lighting this person up. They were like, screw you, give her back her account. We're going to report you. Flag, flag. I mean, it was awesome. So listeners, all of you who slid into this hacker's DMs and started yelling at them, I love you. You're amazing. Aww. Thank you.
See?
I know.
See, people do like you, Gandhi.
A couple. Yeah, I love you. Thank you.
Hey, Froggy, what's up with you today?
I just want to say happy birthday to my wife. She spends 364 days a year, even 365, taking care of everybody else. So today, I want to take care of her. I hope she enjoys her day. She's going to Disney with a friend.
Wow.
So I hope she has the most amazing birthday that she so certainly deserves.
Yay, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Love you, Lisa. Happy birthday.
On a day at Disney. Yeah, that's going to be fun. How fabulous. Yeah. How's the weather in Orlando today? Good?
78 and sunny.
Ooh, perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah. Hey, Scary, what's up with you today?
So if I send my pants to the dry cleaners and then they don't dry clean them properly and the stain is still there, do I have to pay them? Because I still got charged.
I don't think they can always guarantee getting a stain out of your pants.
Remember when I smashed my leg into that yellow cake and it was that yellow stain on my brand new jeans? This was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was the icing. And that icing has oil content in it, and that's why it didn't come out.
And yellow number five, whatever. I sent it to the cleaners. I paid some crazy bill. And they're not getting the stain out. They didn't do the job. They didn't complete the task. I don't think they,
Yellow Number Five.
They couldn't get it out, Scary.
Normally, they go through it and ask ahead of time, like, what do you think this is? And then they tell you, I don't know if I can get it out. I'll try.
They said they were going to be able to get it out, but I still paid them ahead of time. I paid them up front. I'm so angry. I want my money back.
Well, go get it. Get Brody on the case. He'll do it for you.
Get Brody, will get it.
You don't want free dessert because that was the problem to begin with.
Right. Exactly.
Cake stain. What's going on today there, Producer Sam?
I'm just so impressed with two of our family members, our girls on the sales floor, Elizabeth and Clementine, because they ran the New York City Marathon this weekend. And the more videos that are coming out of it, you know, people helping other people. There was a duck who had his own shoes and ran it. I'm just more and more impressed with these women. So you two are absolute superheroes. I know our Greg T ran it once, and I can't tell if it's something on my bucket list or if I'm extremely intimidated by it. But either way, if you ran the marathon this weekend, congratulations. You are amazing.
Wow. Excellent. Thanks for bringing them up today. And finally, Danielle, what's on your brain today?
So I wanted to say thank you to the listeners as well, because you guys know a couple days ago was the 2-year anniversary of my dad's death, which is crazy that it has been two years without him. I can't even. But everyone wrote such beautiful things on my post for him, and I can't get back to everyone. It's just too tough. But I just want you to know that I appreciate it, and I was reading them all and, you know, sending love to all of you who are going through things, who have lost parents. It's not easy. But thank you for making me feel better. So love you guys. Thank you.
And here's to Roy. What a great guy.
Cheers, Roy. Roy. Love you, Roy.
Super guy looking down on us and keeping us safe. Yeah, so Scotty B whipped out his sandwich. What flavor of sandwich was that? What'd you have on that sandwich?
I had honey roasted chicken and Swiss with mustard on a brioche bread.
Ooh,
nice.
Ooh, sounds yummy.
So Sam walks in and says, aren't you going to cut that sandwich in half? You're going to eat it whole?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Chemically, nothing. But like, I asked Jeff too, because he was in the room, and I'm like, am I weird? He goes, no, I always cut my sandwich in half before eating. It's just something you do.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
obviously
with you, Sam.
He doesn't.
He doesn't, and it was alarming to me.
I can eat a sandwich without it cut in half.
Plus,
I can't believe it's a thing.
Yeah, it almost felt violent.
I feel like you do it because what if you want to save that other half? Like, you're full after that first half, and then you want to save that. You've already have your germs on that other half because you bit into
Oh, my God.
Because it's
you
whole.
You just cut it off.
I knew. Now,
then you can cut it.
I knew I wasn't going to be hungry later. I wanted the whole thing, so I just kept it intact.
I don't know. Right.
It's whatever. So funny what we choose to bitch about.
Yeah, right. This is Sam. My like, you know how some people get mad, Gandhi, that you bite your string cheese?
Yes. Yeah. I'll never not
well,
bite
that's
it.
That's a crime right there.
It is not. It tastes better.
That's how I feel about the sandwich.
It is a barbarian move, I think, really.
If you were to, eat a hamburger, I know you wouldn't. Would you cut it in half?
No, that's different.
But people don't cut hamburgers all the time.
I do.
Why not?
Hold on.
It's a sandwich.
What's that, Froggy?
If I go to like a fast food restaurant and just get a quick hamburger, I will eat it normally. But if I go to a restaurant and get a big, thick burger, I will cut it in half because it's easier to eat that way.
What's easier to navigate?
It depends on the size. It's a size thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like all the condiments that are in it, like the pickles and the onions, they go all over the place, and the tomato.
Nah. You got to get a nice sharp knife, and it'll be fine.
Okay. Slippery slope.
I'm also pretty sure that we've lost Elvis again.
Yeah. Hello? Either that or he's meditating. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he's meditating. Holy crap, look at that.
He froze in the room with his face looking up and his eyes closed.
He's reached I'm here.
Hello?
Here's the thing. Sorry. My point is this. The things we choose to bitch and moan about, I find hilarious. Like, someone's in there just enjoying his sandwich. How dare you eat that sandwich like that?
Yes.
You know what? Let him eat it out like he wants.
Let people live.
He's the first one to complain about me things, so I'm sorry. I really don't feel badly about complaining about his
sandwich. Well, this is true. Yeah. Scotty B does get a little weird about this stuff. He's very, very picky about it. All right.
You think?
That said, let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Hi, Gandhi. What's going on?
Hi. A White House spokeswoman says the Justice Department will aggressively defend President Biden's vaccine requirement for companies with 100 employees or more. A federal court put the new rule on hold for the moment as a number of states say that they will fight it. 11 actually filed a suit to stop it last Friday. At a briefing, the deputy press secretary told reporters that the Biden administration clearly has the authority. She also went on to say that businesses with 100 or more employees should not wait for court challenges to play out before implementing the plan to protect themselves. The meat industry is pledging to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. The North American Meat Institute, representing 95% of the nation's meat producers, announced today that members will match the targets set in the 2015 Paris Agreement, an effort to keep global warming to within 2.7 degrees. The institute says it will start collecting data and verifying progress of its members. And finally, we talked about this a little bit last week, but now we have a bit of an update. Ye's clothing company, Yeezy, and if you don't know who Ye is, that's Kanye West's new name, will pay nearly $1 million to settle a lawsuit with California over slow shipments to customers on purpose. Four district attorneys allege that the company he founded engaged in false advertising and did not ship orders within 30 days. The $950,000 settlement announced Monday covers $800,000 in civil penalties, $50,000 in restitution to a consumer protection fund, and $100,000 in investigative costs.
Wow.
And those are your three things.
Thank you, Gandhi. We're back right after this.
Send a text to 55100.
I like this other text that came in from Allie. I'm a potato-eating freak. Don't hate potato.
Standard data and messaging rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, look at all the text.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, it's Gary Jones. State Farm is the real deal when it comes to car and home insurance. They offer personalized service and an award-winning, easy-to-use mobile app. Just part of what makes their rates so surprisingly great. So when you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
About to get into some sound with Garrett.
Garrett.
Mm-hmm. Garrett, we're missing Nate today. And you know, if you missed our incredible conversation with Ed Sheeran yesterday, we're thinking about playing it back in about 30, 40 minutes. I don't know.
Oh, we should.
I think we should too. I mean, it was really, really touching. And he really turned up the light. He did. He was just amazing.
And honestly, my DMs have never blown up that way, where people said I loved him before, but I am obsessed with him now.
It's another level after yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're considering doing that coming up in just a little while. Oh, we may not. Funny how this works.
There's
really no organization. Let's get into sound with Garrett. Garrett, yes. What's going on today?
All right. So the Ghostbuster Afterlife final trailer came out yesterday. Ghostbusters Afterlife comes out next week, and we kind of got a glimpse that the original Ghostbusters will make an appearance in this movie.
What is happening here?
My grandfather was a Ghostbuster. Something was coming and he knew it.
I think we opened the gates of hell.
Hey, have you missed us?
And of course, that's Bill Murray right there, one of the original Ghostbusters, too. Remember we were talking about we all have a Bill Murray story, or we wanted to do a topic like what's your Bill Murray story? But if we want to get to that later, Adele has some new music that she is previewing in an Amazon commercial. It is called Hold On, and this is what it sounds like. It's in a holiday commercial, so that's kind of like setting the picture for you right there. So this happened on Friday out in California. A couple was out hiking and then came into contact with a mountain lion. Personally, I would have screamed and ran. Listen to what the husband tries to do with the mountain lion.
Get back, mountain lion. Get back.
Hey, good. Chill. Just chill.
Hey, get back.
Back away slowly. Hold on. Don't go fast. Don't turn your back either. It's staring at us.
Go away, mountain lion. Wow. We're still here.
I would go away. What?
Go away, mountain lion. We're still here. Wow.
Don't forget when your lovely assistant Andrew Elvis tried to leave me in the woods by myself with the mountain lions. There are specific rules that say do not run. You're supposed to make yourself look as big as possible.
If you run, you are dinner.
Yes.
Oh.
They chase dinner, just like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do not run.
I love the fact though. He's like, we're still here, mountain lion. Don't move. We're still here. all right. Dua Lipa. We all know the song "Love Again." Sounds like this. You got me in love again. So a lot of people say, "Hey, I know it. That sounds like something I've heard before," and it kind of sounds like the Imperial March from Star Wars.
That part.
And a lot of YouTubers have actually tried to mash up and say that it kind of sounds like it if you mess around in the background with the song. But an actual YouTuber said if Dua Lipa took Star Wars and did a mashup of Love Again, this is what it would sound like. You got me in love again. You got me in
love again. You got me in love again. All right. Okay,
and that's cool. Also sampled from your song from back in the 90s, I believe, called Your Woman from Whitetown.
There we go. The more you know.
That's
right.
Yeah, it's a total sample.
Is that it?
Yep, no, that is it.
Garrett!
And there you go, Garrett. Good American.
Thank you.
You know, did you guys watch Dancing with the Stars last night? It was Janet Jackson night.
Of course, and it was amazing. There was a double elimination, and the music was so good.
What was your favorite song from Janet Jackson last night?
Oh, my God!
Did they play Nasty?
They did. Of course they did.
That's the best Janet Jackson.
Let's play that. Can we play that now?
Is that the song in your head today?
Yes, it is. Oh,
is that
happening.
Your flashback? Your song in your head? All right.
Let's do it.
Come on, Scary. Let's do it. Let's give it to her. There you go.
Nice.
Excellent. What a great song. I like it. Who is jamming to my Nasty beat?
Nasty Boys.
I think I was off a little bit. Nasty Boys. Janet Jackson. Anyway, so last night, Dancing with the Stars, all Janet Jackson. I love the thematic shows they have. What are they doing next? You know?
Me too. You know what? I don't even know what next week is. I have to find out. But it was cute because Tyra always comes out and she dresses the theme as well. So she had two cute Janet outfits on. She actually looked good. And everybody, you know, did their best Janet. It was good. But a double elimination. So two people went home. Not going to say who, just in case. But everybody, a lot of tens last night. People stepped up their game, so they were awesome.
Oh, it was Bruno screaming 10?
He was. Of course he was. Semifinals next week, so that'll be cool.
Can you say who you want to win? Do you know who you want to win?
I still have not decided 100% because I keep giving... there's a couple people I really love, and so I keep giving them all my votes because you can vote for more than one person. So, yeah. So I haven't decided yet, so I don't want to say.
Okay, very cool. You ready to do your Danielle report?
Sure. All right.
Is that okay?
there's
a weird delay here.
There is. Yeah. So Demi Lovato has entered the sex toy business, guys. She's got her own vibrator. It's called the Demi Wand. It's said we're all deserving of orgasms. She says it's $79, waterproof, comes with a charging case, and it measures 5.5 inches. So there you go.
That's it?
Yes. So
sorry, Elvis, that's it.
So guys, you know Nick Cannon has a lot of babies, right?
And it looks like Saweetie wants a baby. She kind of just tweeted out, I want some babies. So he tweeted back with like this little emoji kind of scratching his chin as if to say, hey, and then raised his hand as if to say, hey, I give you some babies. We all know he can. So, you know what? Maybe he can just help her out a little bit. Let's see. What else do I have for you guys? So Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, are they moving in together? We wonder because she listed her home in Los Angeles for $4 million. And you're wondering, is it because they're going to just, you know, live together? We will see. Will Smith may have broken some salary records with his paycheck for the upcoming King Richard movie. They are reporting that he earned $40 million for that.
Whoa. How much?
$40 million for that.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. Shonda Rhimes says, I don't know when Grey's Anatomy is going to end, but I've written the ending 8 times. So she says, eventually it will come to an end, but I just don't know how to do it yet. So Walker Hayes' Fancy Like continues chart domination. He tops the Billboard Hot Country Song chart for the 17th week. So congratulations there. What are we watching? The Bachelorette, The Voice, Swap Shop over on Netflix. Also, HBO Max gives you Dear Writer and the Jake Burton story. And that is my Danielle report.
Hello? Thank you, Danielle.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I think I'm a little delayed. I don't know. You know, I think we should take a break, and we'll be back after this.
Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
You know, when it comes to guy code, it's pretty simple. Girl code to me, though, is a lot more important. I think women, especially women today, need to look out for each other. Yeah. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. 100%. Always. And I hate, like Gandhi always says, she always gets so weary of women who say that they're not friends with other women. I'm the same way. If you That's can't be flag. Friends with another girl, that is a red flag.
Right.
Yep.
So let's go over the unspoken rules of girl code. And I'll just go down these. Feel free to comment. If you're at a party and you see a girl doing something she might regret the next day because she's maybe drinking too much, you go over to her and you make sure she's okay and try to remove her from any problems she could be getting herself into.
Yes. Yeah. Always. This was an issue with one of my very best friends. She would get drunk and turn into a different person. And I knew when that was happening, and I would always go over and be like, all right, it's time to go. And then I'd, of course, get accused of being a C blocker by the guy she was messing with. And I used to say, yeah, it's exactly what I'm doing.
Who cares?
Get out of here. Yeah.
Exactly. What about if a friend drinks too much and starts to puke, you have to hold the hair. Is that still a part of this?
Of course. Hell yeah. Of course. And there should always be one of you who is like the designated person of the night. Like, take one for the team, and you can all take turns. Like, you know, tonight I won't drink as much, so I'll make sure we all get home and don't go home with the wrong people.
Yep.
All right. If someone asks for a sanitary product, you hand one over without asking questions. Doesn't matter who they are. If you don't like them, if you've got it, you give it up.
Always, because that is a dire situation for a lot of people. You don't want them to be embarrassed. You don't want them to ruin their day or their clothing. If you got it, you give it up. No problem.
All right, here's one, and I find this very interesting. I never thought about this, and I'm just reading from this list, and I'll give them credit in a moment. If you get breast cancer, it's probably a good idea to let as many people that you know and trust to feel your lump so they know what they should be looking for.
Oh. I never heard that, but that sounds good.
Yes, I mean, that's actually a great idea, because I wouldn't really know the difference between, you know, like a lipoma or a fatty cyst, maybe, and an actual tumor.
Wow, that's a serious one. Never thought of that. Lipstick on your teeth, eyeliner in the corner of your eye, skirt tucked into your pantyhose. You let them know without making a huge deal about it, and you move on.
That's right.
Without a doubt.
Although it's very funny if you have your things tucked into the back of your pants and your whole underwear sticking out.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny.
Danielle would make fun of that.
I would.
If your friend gets back with her awful ex, you always support your friend, but you also tell her the truth and say, hey, I think this relationship is toxic, but you can only go so far. Otherwise, you will become the problem, right?
Without a doubt. That's the worst. And the worst is when your friend breaks up with that person and you're like, oh, God, I hated him anyway. He was the worst. And then you unload on him and they get back together. You're like, damn, now I got to support this again.
Right. That's the worst. Oh, my gosh. Because there's always three sides to every story, guys. You never get the real story.
Exactly. This is a girl code. And this next one I find very important. Always help other women who seem to be in trouble. Always be there for them.
Yep, always. I mean, right. Whether it's, somebody, you never know what somebody's going through. If they look distressed, the very least you can do is just say, hey, are you okay? And maybe they'll say, I'm fine, get away from me. But at least you tried.
Yeah.
Right. What about pretending you know each other when a guy's being a jerk and you or they need a way out of that conversation?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I've done this a million times that you kind of go in and you just know. You just have that feeling and you're like, you know, you give each other the eyes and then you go and then you just say, hey, you know, come on, you know, you're needed over here, honey, or, you know, something like that.
We're leaving. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Girl code. Girl code, always console the one that's crying. And then finally, this is my favorite one. The human wall for any girl who has no other option than to pee in public. You have to get together and band together as sisters in solidarity and form a human wall so they can pee in public.
Yes.
And it doesn't happen as much as you would think it does, but when it happens, you got to be there. Block. You don't want people taking video and pictures. And
I love that.
Right. Your jacket. Use your jacket if you can, too. If you have a jacket or something.
The human wall. I like that. And there's your girl code. We got to take a break. We're back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
As the holidays are approaching, still a lot of jobs out there that need to be filling. Now, think it through. Be creative. Like the holiday lighting installer, the advanced snowmakers, the bearded Santa.
Okay.
Bearded Santa.
Bearded Santa.
What is Bearded Santa?
I think there's a good chance that his connection has failed based on the amount of time it's taking him to talk. So we should probably just, you know, hit the sound.
So
and get
basically,
out of here.
We owe ZipRecruiter a commercial.
Well, we all know what ZipRecruiter is. It's about if you need a job.
Exactly.
You go there. If you want to hire somebody, you try to, you know, hire somebody that way. It makes it very easy to hire somebody. Maybe we need to hire somebody to work on his connection.
I know. Okay, I'm back. I'm back.
We're back.
See?
We're vamping for you.
Thanks to ZipRecruiter, they sent someone in and they fixed my connection.
There you go.
Anyway, there are jobs available out there and they still need superstars. If you are looking for a superstar, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis. Use it for free. I mean, they have this powerful matching technology so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate in the first day. Again, use it for free. You'll love it. Discover hiring the right people with ZipRecruiter.com/Elvis.